Chapter 22. 1 mile outside of Scottville, Virginia. The parking lot at Mayhew's hadn't been that busy in years. It was too far from the town and too close to the road, and the owners had abandoned the place years ago. But tonight it was filled with people standing in small groups and speaking in hushed tones. Xavier and the outlaws were nowhere to be seen, but Gavin knew that as soon as they showed up, they'd have to move pretty quickly. Aiden stood with the largest group of men with his familiar tactical vest and AR-15. Pastor Dennis stood next to him, surprising Gavin by holding a large combat shotgun and wearing a bandolier around his chest. A couple of smaller groups stood close by, with Gavin counting 16 in all. He surmised that once the outlaws arrived, they'd surely have an advantage in numbers. The people here tonight had seen violence before. These were the strongest and smartest of their little town, the ones who had survived. And now they were displaying just how tough they were. Many of his neighbors had unique weapons or fighting skills that they wanted to show off. Some of the local men had several knives strapped to their bodies, and others had done themselves up in camouflage paint and clothing. A couple of the younger people had taken it to an extreme, wearing all black clothing and black paint on their faces. It turned out that the neighbor who owned the machine gun was Tucker Alton, who Gavin knew fairly well. Tucker's family lived north of Millwood and owned the tavern in Beulah, a town to the southeast. Gavin was sufficiently in awe of the weapon, an old Browning with two full belts of ammunition. A 30-caliber World War II-era M1919 Browning, Tucker said proudly. It looked menacing. Gavin, Aiden, and the Altons all agreed that the Altons would go with Tucker to circle west and set up on the other side of Broad Rock Road. I should have known it was you who owned this beast, Tucker, Gavin said, with a smile as he caressed the gun. You've been holding out on me. Tucker and Gavin had been shooting buddies before and during the crumble, and even now they still managed to shoot together once per year. Tucker laughed. I can't reveal my secrets all at once. And I know you'll just try to trade me for it anyway. Every time I see you, you're trying to trade me pork for weapons. Aiden and Gavin laughed and bantered back and forth with Tucker and the Altons as they waited, diffusing some of the tension. So what's the signal going to be? Tucker asked a few minutes later, holding the Thompson. Gavin and Aiden looked at each other and grinned. A bunch of fucking shooting, Gavin said, getting a laugh from Tucker. They all shook hands as Tucker's group departed for the other side of the road. One of Pastor Dennis's group had some home-rolled cigarettes, and Gavin took one, smoking with slightly shaking hands. Aiden sat quietly, staring off into the distance. After about an hour, one of their lookouts heard Xavier's whistle, and he and the outlaws came out of the night. Several tall black men with dreadlocks and tattoos walked toward the group in the parking lot, embracing and shaking hands with various friends. Gavin noticed that Xavier's penchant for swords had caught on. A couple of the other outlaws now wore them too. Xavier was also a tattoo artist, and he'd done many of his friends' tattoos himself, learning how to do that during a short stint in prison. It still angered Gavin that his friend had been imprisoned for such a small offense. If Gavin had been caught with a joint in his car, he would have to pay a fine and maybe perform some community service, but a black man like Xavier went to jail. Before the crumble, many young black men went to prison for small things, while their white counterparts did not. The institutional racism of such a thing sickened Gavin, and was another reason he hadn't been sorry to see the machine's government arm erode and ultimately collapse. The outlaws consisted of Xavier and his brother J.B., along with their friends Derek and Lamont. There were a couple of others there for the raid who Gavin didn't know well, but that core group of four men had been close since childhood and had formed a very effective fighting force. Each of them had experienced trouble with the law at one point or another. And in the early days, Gavin and Xavier had joked that his team should be called the Outlaws. The name had stuck. Xavier called Derek over, who was brandishing a new battle rifle and had blood on his shirt. Gavin smiled at him. Was it quiet? Gavin asked. Quiet like a little mouse, Derek whispered and smiled back at Gavin. I got the other one, Xavier said. I left his stuff on him. He's not going anywhere. Besides, I'm better with my 270. I've got that night vision scope on it that Aiden gave me. Nice, Gavin said. So are you guys ready to do your thing? You know we're always ready for this, Xavier breathed. Hey, you know something Bob told me the other day? What's that? Gavin asked. Did you know the original ninjas in Japan were actually farmers? Xavier winked at Gavin and called the outlaws over to him. They disappeared back into the night.